Yes, sir.
I'm back. Judge Morton's eating dinner.
Yes,
I thought I'd tell you everything happened today so you'd know. I don't know whether how much of it you want to tell them or how much you have, or I don't care. One way or the other.
Yes, sir.
We went down to the Brooks Medical Center that I built, and it's kind of a space center. It's a space school of medicine, and got them to fill my tooth. Had a little decay in the tooth, and the filling part of it falling out. I hit a piece of hard candy coming down on the plane last Monday, and whenever I came. I hadn't been able to eat on that side. They filled it about an hour and a half. Then they took my blood pressure, and while I was there, I got an electrocardiogram. Got my eyes tested. And they got my blood pressure taken. It's all good. I did not get it out unless I had to, but
I'm
over 80. And just blood pressure like a high school boy.
I wish mine was that good.
The electrocardiogram, there was no change at all from what it was before I had my heart attack, until I had one. They examined my heart, some chest x-rays, stomach x-rays. That's kind of a general checkup. They're going to send us full information x-rays. So about 1, I went down to the governor's, and we looked over here and placed a little pit. Had a quiet lunch with his brother and their wives, Merrill Conlon, his wife, John, his wife, and me and my wife. And then we went out and looked at the cooks and the news. We got the big packs together. Perfect cattle and the city. So the herds, I never had been down there. And we did that, and we drove around one of these places or the other. There's some test down there, some from Austin, taking pictures. I don't know if they got any maps. But we're out in the middle of the highway. And we looked out and we drove on down and waited. He said he recognized one of them. Boy named Robinson, Captain Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we went about about Dallas, so I talked to McNamara, and McNamara's going to come down on Monday afternoon.
Can I state that?
Yeah. Well, 5 hours is coming Monday afternoon. I'm going to try to get him to stay on out Monday night.
See, McNamara's going to spend Monday night?
Well, I'm going to try to get him to. He never would say he would. I asked him to. He's coming Monday afternoon. And I'm going to have Ruskin on Tuesday. And McNamara will either stay over or come back with Rusk Tuesday, Rusk and Bundy. McNamara and Vance are coming Monday, and Rusk and Bundy to here Tuesday.
Right. Then you're gonna stay on down then?
Yeah, then we'll just stay here right on through the President's visit.
That's wonderful.
You'll be here Wednesday, so we all relax. Now, we're going to church. A little St. Barnabas Church, and they're going to lay a cornerstone that Bert brought back from St. Barnabas Island from Cyprus. And she can tell you about it. I think it's going to be at 2 o'clock tomorrow, but I'm not sure. And I'll let her get on and tell you. Do you know any news?
No, sir. Everything's very quiet. I didn't have too much trouble. They were all trying to figure out a way to make a big damn health story out of your going down to Brooks and off the record, not even in the transcript, so you won't see it in the transcript, but I do feel I should tell you this, that I did tell some of them off the record that yesterday you were talking about going down there to have your tooth filled, and then that you decided finally to go down today, that it had bothered you a little bit, and that while you were down there, you just decided you would have your have an EKG and a chest x-ray done and keep the darn thing in proper perspective. Buzz was with me, and Buzz knows how I handled it in that way. But some of these damn fools trying to make a big health story out of it, and I did hold the briefing as long as I could so that I could say that you were out of there and on your way to Governor Connolly's ranch so that they wouldn't think that you were in, quote, in a hospital, unquote. And we did accomplish that, so there's no problem. That's the only news, and it's been a very quiet afternoon. I've given them a lid for the for today, and I will now post the fact that we're not returning tomorrow, and I would also like to post the fact that you are going to meet with McNamara on Monday, with Vance, and with Rusk and Bundy on Tuesday. And I think that perhaps some thought should be given to having McNamara come on in here to Austin and seeing the press after he's seen you on Monday, if there's anything useful he might say, and also the same with Rusk.
They may do that Tuesday. McNamara and I are going down to John Connolly's Monday evening, I think, after we get through their talk about 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Well, then he could do it Tuesday if he spends the night with you.
Well, if he stays all night, he does want to get through Tuesday. If there's anything for us to talk about, they're going to talk about, he's going to just talk about general things.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't have to hold a press conference. It would just kind of be a background session on the, you know, and just strictly informal. We could even do it out at Bergstrom, so he wouldn't have to bother coming in here.
Well, I wouldn't plan on it for Tuesday.
No, I won't plan on anything, but I just mentioned that as a possibility.
Right. Well, they don't think I'm sick, do they?
Oh, no, they know better than that.
Well, they can... We didn't go to the hospital. We just went to the dental chair.
I know that.
And so it's the medical center. But let me see when Bird?
What time is that church called?
It's 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and they just have a little service of 15, 20 minutes and bless the stone and then put it up outside the church.
And that's at 2 o'clock. Well,
that's at St. Barnabas.
Right. You have no objection if I bring the press out to witness that?
No, bring them home.
Fine. Very good, sir. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pull out of here at 12 o'clock and be out there about 1:30.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. President.